she, I know.
Welcome, welcome to this week's episode of Down and Dirty. This week, we have multiple guests here with us, and we have a young crowd, and we are going to go around and introduce ourselves.
My name is Marco. I'm from New Jersey. I'm feeling really good.
My name is Anthony, and I'm from New Jersey, and I'm feeling good today. And one fun fact is I love football.
Man. My name is Kayla. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm 18 years old.
My name is Jaden. I'm from New Jersey. I love playing football and wide receiver.
My name is Drew. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm feeling great today.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for introducing yourselves. We're going to go ahead and just answer some questions, get the atmosphere going up in this room. Everyone's here celebrating Jaden's birthday. Jaden is my little brother, and he turned 10 years old this past Friday. He is officially double digits. So, Jaden, do you have anything to say about how you are feeling about your birthday so far?
No, nothing.
You have nothing to say about how you're feeling about your birthday?
No.
You haven't felt good?
Yeah.
We're going to begin with question one. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to just pick who I'm going to ask the question to keep it nice and simple. Then I'll hand some over to Kayla to ask. We're going to start off with our first question. If you could make a new rule that everyone in the world had to follow, what would it be? And I'm asking Marco.
You can't have homework. You can't have homework for school.
Why can't you have homework?
It's boring. It's stressful. Why do you even have to do the extra work?
You think you do enough work in school?
Yes.
Hours at school.
Yeah, you do. I don't know about that. You do a lot of hours in school. Why would you do the extra work? No one wants to do homework.
Yeah, homework definitely isn't a favorite, especially when that one kid at the end of class reminds the teacher if we have homework for the next day. That is really crazy. How do you feel about that?
About what?
About that kid in class that reminds the teacher to give you homework.
I hate him. I want to smack him in the face so hard.
Okay. If you could switch lives with any cartoon character, who would it be and why? Small Fry.
I would switch lives with Bugs Bunny.
Why?
Because, like, he has, like, all of friends. He does stuff. What?
He's got shit.
What?
He's got Mrs. Bunny.
Yo.
Yo. Yeah, he has a lot of friends. And I want to be in Space Jam.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've never really thought of Bugs Bunny. I kind of forgot he's even a thing. All right, what's the weirdest thing that adults do that make no sense? And this one goes to Drew.
The weirdest thing I would say is just not the weirdest.
It could be anything. Just something that adults do that you are just like, what?
Sometimes when they just like randomly plan something in like the last hours, and we just have to like, I'm just sitting there and they tell me you have to get ready to go to like the stupid mall or something, and I have no idea that's gonna happen today.
Yeah, so you like a routine?
Yes.
You like to know what you're doing?
I like to know what's happening because I guess it helps me through the day.
Okay, how do you feel when you're scrambling last minute to go do something?
I don't want to get yelled at by my mom.
You don't want to get yelled at by your mom?
That's how I feel.
Oh, okay.
Because if I'm too slow, then...
Yeah, so you just get up and go.
It's a problem.
I know. We deal with that here, too. Do you have any feelings on that, Marco?
Really big feelings.
What are they?
Like my idea?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right?
Yeah. And then you get in trouble for no reason because I can't be slow.
But you're not slow.
Even though you didn't know it was going to happen.
We're faster than them.
Yeah, they can't keep up.
That is true. Wow, you guys really feel strongly about this one thing. Next question. If you had a pet dinosaur, what would you name it and what tricks would this dinosaur do, Jaden?
So first, if it was, like, what type of dinosaur?
Well, I don't really know much, but I know that there's a T-Rex.
If I had a T-Rex, I would name him Rexy.
Ooh, Rexy, I like that name. Okay, and what would Rexy do?
I don't know. I'll teach him how to hunt, do backflips, flips, do the gritty.
Wow, a T-Rex doing the gritty with those short arms? I mean, that's pretty crazy.
I know.
Okay. What's the best thing about being 9 or 10 years old? And I guess this relates to everyone, so we'll go around the room. We'll start with Jaden, since he just turned 10.
Like, what do you mean?
Just don't think about it too deep. What is one thing that's cool about being 10?
One thing that's cool to being 10, like, at the start, you can't have a birthday party. You have to celebrate for your birthday. Everyone saying happy birthday to you. You have something, a special day for you.
Yeah. You like that special day for yourself? What does that feel like?
Like, happy and overjoyed.
Okay, happy and overjoyed. Do you feel like you like attention from everyone every day?
Yes.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can you describe to me just, do you think that you're an attention seeker, or do you think that you like your birthday on your birthday? Like, you like the attention just on your birthday?
Just like on my birthday.
Okay, and how did you feel today winning your basketball game and then going to your birthday celebration?
Really good, because I won the basketball game. That really made me really happy, and that was the best game we had all year for my birthday.
Very nice. And then you can give the mic to Drew so he can tell us the best thing about being 9 or 10 years old.
The best thing is probably being double digits when you turn 10, because it's like a mark in your life, I guess, and it could be a really special time to remember for your birthday. And maybe it's like first big party or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I always think of it as the first decade of your life.
Yeah.
Because a decade is 10 years, so it's like, wow, I've lived a decade. 10 years.
You're still young.
Exactly.
So you still have plenty to do.
And then you think of your next decade, and that's 20.
Which is crazy.
Which is really crazy. Exactly. So, Marco, how do you feel about, are you 10 years old already?
Yeah.
What do you think is the best thing about being 10?
I mean, like, getting that feeling that you really know. Like, you've become a little older. A lot of fun.
What do you describe that feeling to me? I want to know. I haven't been 10 in a really long time. So I want to know how it feels, how you guys have really felt going into this double digits era, almost in middle school. How is it feeling? Do you feel a little older? Do you still feel like a little kid?
A little kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like nothing really has changed.
Do you feel like you've progressed as you've gotten a little older, whether it's you in school or you in sports? Do you feel like every year you get a little better at something?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you get better at?
I mean, it's not really that I get better at it. It's just that, like, I constantly do it. Like, I focus on something.
You're a really good locked-in person, aren't you?
Yep.
Can I get a mic over here for Marco? Okay, so I just really want to dig into some sports stuff real quick since we're in the conversation before we go to Small Fry, which is Anthony. Marco is probably one of the best football players that I have seen so far. Now that I'm more present in Jaden's athletic life, I would say. So this past season, I finally got to watch every single game, and I saw Marco. And if you go to these games, you just always hear his name being yelled by the announcer. So I want to talk about What does that feel like for you? What is sports for you? Is this really a passion, a love?
I mean, like, I kind of just treat it like anything else. I mean, I put the effort into it, but, like, I put effort into anything.
So, do you feel pressure from your parents or something?
At first, I do, but then, like, I just have, like, a little talk with my dad, and like, because, like, he's, like, comforting me because, like, there's nothing more than, like, support that I need sometimes. So, like, I just feel a lot better after he, like, gives me that love and, like, he shows me that I'm good and he shows me that I put a lot of effort into it just to, like, lose a game. Why would you put so much effort into it and then just do bad for no reason?
So, win or lose, you always have to perform at your best.
Yeah.
And what are those talks like with your dad? What do you usually vent to him about when you're feeling stressed about a game or about a performance? What do you usually say to him?
I mean, I kind of really say that, like, that I'm just, like, a little nervous because, like, everybody's going crazy if you win or something. Or just, like, when a big play happens. So.
Okay. And what kinds of things does your dad say back to you to comfort you and give you peace of mind?
He's just like, he knows all of it. He says, like, oh, you'll be fine. I've seen you play before. You just gotta have that confidence and you'll be really good.
Yeah, and I try and have those talks with Jaden often too. Sometimes I think he lacks a lot of confidence in himself of what he's capable of doing out on the field or on the court. And he's a really good athlete, and I think he's gotten a lot more confident this year. So I'm very proud of you, Jaden. And I think you guys have been a really good support in pushing him in his sports life. So I appreciate that. And we can move on now to Small Fry. You can hand that mic to him. And I want to know, what's the best thing about being 10 for you?
There's a lot of things. Like when you get presents, there's more mature stuff. And, you don't get treated, like, as, like, a baby. Like, you're, like, 10 now, and you're double digits. So you're not, like, a baby anymore. Or, like, a baby, you're just, like, a middle, like, the
in a
the
middle baby.
Yeah.
You're not a baby, you're not a middle baby. Yeah, because you're almost at your preteen era.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's only up from here. And what are mature gifts like? What are mature presents?
Like, you get... Like, you don't get as much gifts, but you get, like, more bigger stuff.
Like what?
What?
Like, it matters more.
Yeah, it matters because...
Oh, like, more meaningful stuff?
Yeah.
Or you get, for example, like, some clothes?
Yeah.
Is that considered a mature gift?
Yeah. Well, you do. It's just, like, you get more mature clothes, like Nike. And, like, when you're younger, you don't really care. Like, you just wear whatever they put out, and you just wear it.
So, what brands are you into now? When you get a gift, what's a good brand that you're looking out for?
There's a lot of them, like Jordan, Nike. Like, I'll be happy with anyone, but there's, like, specific ones, like Nike. Specific.
I thought that was a brand. I was like, oh, I never heard Pacific before.
Like Jordan, Nike, and like other stuff like
Adidas,
like Hollister, Adidas.
Ooh, you trying to smell like a Hollister boy? Marco's nodding yes. All right, very nice. We can give that mic back to Kayla now. I want Kayla to tap in for a second and tell us how she's feeling and how are you feeling about this conversation so far?
I'm feeling great. It's very interesting to see how you guys are able to talk about how you feel and look at certain things. And because I don't know, I just see you guys play and goof around and make fun of each other. And obviously that's what you guys are supposed to do. You're young and like best friends, but then seeing you guys like actually speak about how you feel and stuff is very cool because you guys are very cool kids.
Yeah, they are. Honestly, like, I wouldn't want any other friends for my brother. And the one thing I will say is I don't think we give the floor enough to kids to speak on whatever they want. You know, there's a lot of, you tell kids to do this, brush your teeth, go to school, did you do your homework, you have a game, let's go here, there. But you never really ask your kid or your little brother or your little cousin, whoever it is, just like, hey, man, like, what's up? You know, how you feeling? Are there any questions? Are there any things that bother you? Is there anything I can do better? So this is what we're aiming at here. What's something you wish adults understood about kids? I'll give you guys a second. And we'll go with Small Fry.
Like, they don't understand, like, what gets you mad. They just do whatever. And then they just box you around and tell you what to do. And we don't even get a say into it. And we just have to do it.
So what's one thing that really gets under your skin that you wish someone would understand?
Like, when I try and finish, like a game, like a video game or something, they just, like, say, pause it, and you can't pause it because it's online, and then it's annoying, and then they say, pause it, so then I have to leave, and it's really annoying.
Okay, so...
And do your homework.
So you cannot pause live games.
Yes.
Okay, I honestly never knew that either. I would probably tell Jaden, I don't care, pause it, and you have to come now. So what kind of games do you play live?
Like, there's, like, a lot of games that I play. Fortnite, Madden, College.
You can't pause Fortnite?
No, you can't. Well, you can put sleep mode on, but then you get died. But you don't, I mean,
the point is, it's just, you don't want to stop. Like, you just want to keep playing. It's fun.
Yeah. And Madden, when I play, like, online, and then college football, if I play online. Like, most games are online. Like, most of them.
Okay.
Most ones that I play. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that. That's noted. I will definitely now approach Jaden in a, is this game live, before I tell you that you have to pause it? And if it is live, how much longer do you have before? Unless it's something urgent that you have to go do in that moment. Marco, how do you feel about this question? What's something you wish adults would understand about kids?
I wish they would understand that, like, kids don't get the opportunity to have that much fun as others. Like, we're kids. We still got a long way to go. We can have some fun and then put in the work a little bit. Like, you got to have a little breaks in between. Like, some kids just don't have breaks. They just do work, like, worth effort or whatever. Or they just keep, like, grinding hard, doing whatever they can. But, like, you gotta have those breaks in between. So I think, like, as kids, we don't really get to make that decision. Like, our parents really tell us, oh, you gotta do that, you gotta do that. Like Anthony said, they boss us around.
Yeah. I do. I really like what you just said about how kids deserve a break, because there are a lot of you guys that are constantly on a routine, on a schedule. You have, especially when you guys are in football season, you have school, and then you have practice for like 3 to 4 hours, and then you have games on the weekend, and then don't you also have wrestling on the Sundays after the Saturday games?
Mm-hmm.
So where is your free time? When do you chill? Like, you're chilling now.
Yeah, for real. I don't really chill, but, like, my dad will be like, oh, just, like, Saturdays I'm kind of off sometimes. So, like, he'll be like, oh, get a break, do that, because he knows that, like, sometimes I'm just, like, down or, like, I got a lot of stress, like, the last question, but he'll know.
Sometimes. He'll know.
Sometimes.
Do you talk about these things with your mom, too?
Yeah. It's not as much, though, I feel like, because my mom, she's more like, she doesn't really get me as much as my dad does, because my dad, he's, like, mostly around me because, like, he does all this sports stuff. My mom has to take care of, like, school and all that, so she's mostly at school with my sisters or something, because they also have a lot to do.
Yeah, so they just have different roles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it makes more sense. I mean, your dad's a sports guy and he's played sports, so that's like where you bond with him, and he would definitely understand that.
Yeah, that's like where we spend time together, and like that's when we really know we've built up our connection to like where it's like grown.
I'm gonna cry. Like, actually, you're gonna make me cry. Okay, let's pass the mic on before I start crying in this room. Marco, oh my God, you're such a good speaker. Okay, Jaden, what do you wish? I'm sorry, I'm like actually crying. What do you wish adults would understand about kids?
Like what Marco and Anthony said, they boss us around. Like, they would tell us to go outside, and then when you're outside for too long, you get in trouble. If you stay in too long, then you get in trouble. So you get in trouble either way.
Yeah. But do you feel like you're a good listener?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes you just like to test patience?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, guys. Well, the boy is a liar. Okay? The boy is a liar. And I can talk about him because he's mine. And Jaden is a great listener, but like any kid, you know, there are just moments where he gets a little fresh. But at the end of the day, he will do it. He will do what he has to do, and he's a great kid and he's very respectful. But I don't know, what else do you have to say, Jay? Is there anything else?
Not really. Marco and Anthony, like, got them all.
You wouldn't say anything more? What do you wish to tell our parents something? Or just any adult?
Nah.
Do you ever feel pressured to go to church?
No. Definitely not.
So you enjoy going to church?
Yes.
So you never feel like, ugh, we gotta go to church today?
Sometimes I do.
Just because why? Are you tired? Do you want to stay in bed a little longer? Do you just not want to do all that?
Yeah, because we spend like, I don't know, like 4 hours in there, like 1 hour singing and then the whole time in class learning.
Okay, it's definitely not 4 hours, but I can understand as to why it feels a little long. It's probably just 2 hours. But I'm glad that, you know, you never feel pressured to go. I always felt pressured when I was younger to go to church. But also, I think I grew into my connection with all of that later on in my life. So whenever I would get woken up as a kid to go to church, I wouldn't vibe with it. And I feel like that just took me away from God and that entire world. Because it felt like a chore. It felt like, oh, I have to go do this. And then I'm going to sit there and not understand anything. And then I'm going to come home. So, like, what was the point of that? Would you want to tell adults anything about maybe, like, do you care about the food you eat? Do you think that we do right by you as a family? Do you, is there anything else?
It's that sometimes my mom knows I don't like stuff. And she appears it. Anyway, and I don't, she yells at me.
Oh, something that she cooks?
Yeah.
Put that mic really close to you or talk like a little louder. Like what? What's one thing mom makes that you're just not vibing with?
Soup.
Okay, what kind of soup?
Like that, the Spanish one that's like.
Oh, the sancocho?
Yeah.
That has the meat and the potatoes and all that jazz?
Yeah.
We have our guests here a little hungry. They need the sancocho right now.
It sounds really good.
Okay, we're going to have to make that and invite you guys over.
Maybe one day.
And then yeah, we'll give him pizza and then we'll eat the good soup.
Yeah.
All right, you can pass that on to Drew. And Drew will finish and let us know if there's anything he wishes adults would understand about kids.
One thing I probably feel is that I feel underestimated sometimes, like when you can't do something alone because they don't really trust in you, which I understand that because they might be like scared about something that might happen. But I think at least all of us kids here can all do something alone that doesn't, like...
That other people can.
Yeah.
What's an example for the listeners that are hearing? What's one thing that you feel comfortable doing alone that might freak out some adults? Or your parents?
Maybe even just, like, cutting something.
Like with a knife? Thing.
Yeah, with, like, just a knife. Like, not with scissors.
But, okay. Like,
you know.
Yeah, like, a sharp knife or, like, those blades, like, that you, like chop the onions with or whatever.
Do you feel like you can cut an apple?
Yeah, because, like, at my home, we have that, like, thing where you just push down.
And it cuts it for you?
Yeah.
That's but perfect.
It's still really sharp.
Yeah, you still got to be careful.
But it's... Like, I've done it before, but I think my parents get really freaked out about it because it could do something really bad to you, and it could hurt you, but I think I could do it alone.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Honestly, I've never heard a kid say that. I think parents will always kind of freak out, especially because you guys are the babies of the family in your homes.
Yeah.
You guys are all the youngest, right? Yeah. So... I mean, there's a different type of care, I would say, that moms especially would have with the baby, like their last baby.
Yeah, they overbear.
Yeah.
they're scared.
They overbear. Yeah, they are scared. They want to protect you. And
they're still like, we're still their babies.
But you're not because you're double digits, so you're grown.
I mean, but like, we're still their kids, so like... It doesn't matter if you're 80 years old. You're still your mom's kid.
Yeah.
So you're still their baby, pretty much.
Yeah, you'll always be their baby.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Do you eventually, like, cut the apple?
Yeah.
Like, your mom will let you?
Yeah.
And she'll just supervise?
Yeah, she'll, like, watch me do it, because my dad doesn't really get concerned about it, which is kind of not surprising, but my mom freaks out about it.
Yeah. I mean, if I had children, I would freak out, but I think it is important for you guys, when you feel confident enough to do something, to just bring it up to your parents or whoever you have at home and just say, hey, I want to try something that I feel confident in doing. Can you just watch me while I do it?
Yeah.
You know, just try that next time so they are aware. And that way, the next time you go cut the apple, they're not freaking out because you took out the chopper, if that's what that's called.
Yes,
the push down thing. I need one of those.
The other thing I was going to say, though, was you guys were talking about, like, getting bossed around by your parents, which I think is, like... bad, but I think they do deserve to, like, do that to you, because, like, not be, like, mean about it, but to tell you to do something because you're their kid, and just because you're littler doesn't mean you can't do things, like, around the house just to help for, like, a couple minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely have to do your chores, but I will say, when I was a kid, the one thing that would get me mad is when my mom would call me to her room to grab something that's right at her nightstand or on her dresser because she doesn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Chores like that tend to feel unnecessary.
Yeah, because then it makes you get up, which I guess it's almost like a punishment.
Exactly.
Like, you just got in bed and it's like, get up. Even though they're right there. And they just grab.
Like, come get my water on the dresser. Exactly. Like, all right, just because I'm your kid doesn't mean I'm
going to get up and go
get
it.
Your little server. Yeah. I think those chores, those types of do this, do that, are the ones that get me.
Because there's chores that make sense. But
Yes. What are some chores that make sense? Let's all go around and say one. I'll start. I think taking out the bathroom trash is a reasonable chore.
Yeah.
I think washing the dishes is.
I think doing the laundry, because, like, when you were a kid, like your mom or your grandma or your dad always like did it for you, and then now you like you can do it on your own and like do your clothes.
I agree. I'd probably say cleaning your room. You could probably start doing it on your own once you get to a certain age, because it's your
like room. 10 years old.
Yeah, like double digits. I think you're responsible enough to sweep, vacuum, maybe learn how to mop, all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
I think making your bed, because at one point you have to make the bed. It should be really easy.
I better see that bed made every day.
I have done it every day.
Okay.
I told him to make his bed this morning, by the way.
No, he didn't. By the way. She pooped her pants.
What?
Okay, Drew. For us.
One would probably be, like, taking, like, the trash can back and forth, because it's pretty easy, and all you have to do is, like, throw on, like, some socks and shoes and, like, a sweatshirt and stuff like that and just go out there and put it back and forth, which is pretty easy, and it helps, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, from what I hear, we are gonna take the bathroom trash out. We are going to wash the dishes, do our laundry, make the bed,
clean
your room, and take the trash out.
The trash.
Okay.
Maybe we don't have to do all of it, but we can do some of it. That's what we'll
we can do half of it.
Up to.
Yeah,
like
taking
out
the trash.
They still got legs. They're still accountable.
Yeah.
Yeah, like taking out the trash, like we can definitely do because it's just walking down.
I mean, they're more mature, aren't they?
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
They can do things
like,
too.
If you're so worried about us, we could get hurt and trip and like
hurt
our pinky toe or something.
Yeah, we
can go to the hospital.
That hurt.
Yep. All right, settle down here,
like,
crowd.
If we breathe in some cold air, we might die.
Wow, that's dramatic.
It is.
They have legs and they have arms and they can do some stuff and we don't have to do everything.
Well, it could be fairly spread out. But definitely, especially if you have, for example, there's times where our dad, you know, his back hurts a lot or he has a heart problem. So there's things that we could help him with, right? There's things that Anthony's grandma may, you know, maybe she can't go outside and take out the trash because the cold tends to hurt people's bones a little harder when they are a little older. So things like that, you could definitely, you know, be conscious of what your parents may need. And sometimes you don't even have to wait to get asked. You can just get home from school and say, you know what? I don't want to hear from mom when she gets home. So let me just take this trash out right now. Let me put these dishes away. Just a little something that's just one less thing she has to do when she gets home.
Just a little helpful.
Exactly.
And I don't like it when you have so much choice to do and your parents are doing like completely nothing, sitting, like sleeping on the bed or doing something, and you have to do all those chores. They can help you.
I have never seen that happen in this house. As the primary cleaner here, I have never seen mom or me lay in bed while you do all the chores.
Like my chores.
Right, but those are your chores.
That you're supposed to do. That you're assigned.
Jaden is...
got clocked.
He had too much iced tea. That's what's happening here.
Oh, another one about chores. If you have a dog, taking care of that. When, like,
yes.
Someone is just... they're laying down, relaxing, and they just call you, like... and they're just like, take the dogs out or do whatever. Or, like, whatever. Like... you're resting, they could do that on another time. Not me, someone else.
Yeah.
You also have siblings if you have a sibling. So ask them to do it, not me.
Yeah, I had to take on my dog on my birthday.
Wow.
That was your bonding moment with him.
Yeah, that was a time you had and Logan.
When I do chores, my sister, she doesn't really, she just sits there and watches. When I do everything, and then when I sit down for a second, she says, someone do that? And then she just doesn't want to do it because she's talking to her friends. when she can't just, like, walk away for 1 second, do something because she's just on the phone with her friends, and I've been doing all of it.
Yeah, that sounds like a teenager. It's so unfortunate.
I feel like some of that, though, is just to try and make you mad. Like, siblings would probably do that. They'd be like, oh, you do that, just to get you mad. Like, they know that you're relaxed, and they'll just be like, oh, get up and do that, because they, like a parent would do, since they're older, like the four of us, they would be like, oh, since I'm older than you, I get to pick on you and boss you around.
Yeah.
I think, like, but it's also, sometimes I feel good when I do chores because, like, I come home from school and maybe I just have to, like, collect the garbage cans from upstairs, and you do it and they come back and they're like, you feel good about it because you get, like, complimented. So if you get little chores and you just do it beforehand, I think it's a lot easier to wait, because if you wait to do everything and now it's late at night and they probably want you to go to bed now and you have to do more things before you go to bed and before you go to sleep, and you might even have to do it in the morning.
Exactly. It's always better to just be a little proactive and get it done before you get told to do so or before it gets a little late. We're going to move along here to some other questions. We have enough time to get through these, so I'm going to say some, and then I will have my sister lead the way for the rest of the podcast. Are you ready for that, Kayla? Mm-hmm. We couldn't hear you.
Very ready.
Okay, good. All right, so what's something that makes you really happy? This will go with Jaden.
Something that really makes me happy. Like when my friends come over, or sometimes when I'm feeling like down, my friends help me up and like complete that.
When do you feel down? What does that look like for you?
Down when someone like hurts my feelings, does something to me, or like something like that.
And who's hurting your feelings?
No one.
So how are you getting down?
So when last time when I broke my expander, I got really like sad because like my mom told me I had to get like surgery and like I wouldn't be able to play football for like a couple of years, right? But then one of my classmates told Miss Sonati, and at the end of the day I was crying, and then we went to the dentist and the dentist said that it was okay because we were already there to my braces.
And how did your friends help you in that moment since you were at school and this happened?
Because like they told the teacher. If they never told the teacher, no one would have helped me.
And why did you feel like you couldn't tell the teacher?
Because I don't, like, no kid likes telling teachers, like, stuff.
Okay. So you just didn't feel comfortable telling your teacher how you were feeling.
Yeah.
So your friends took that initiative and helped you out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's honestly very, very amazing. Thank you for that, guys. We didn't even know he had a stressful day that day. Who else would want to share something that makes you really happy?
Something that, like, makes me happy is, like, when my friends, like, when Jaden said his friends come over, and, like, when you do, like, a lot of stuff and then you get home, and then they just tell you to relax because we've just been, like, had a hard day. And then they tell you. And then they do some of the stuff because they know you, like, had a hard day. And then when they have a hard day, we do the stuff. So they actually, like, understand.
Who, your friends?
No, but, like, my grandma and stuff, they actually understand, like, when, like, I need a break.
Okay, so what's a hard day like for you?
Like, when I get back from, like, practice and stuff, like, I'm really, really, really tired. So then I can, like, because I already got my homework done and everything. So then I'm just, like, allowed to chill and, yeah.
Not be bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make me really happy, too. Do you guys feel like you don't matter sometimes?
sometimes, like, when I'm really stressed and, like, something's just going off.
Okay. When do you feel like you get these emotions when you're dealing with something sports related or just your own life?
Just my own life. I mean, like, an example is that, like, at school, if I get, like, a bad grade, I just feel like that I'm going to get yelled at because I don't really like getting, like, in trouble. No one does. And, like, I like having good grades and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure everybody does, too, so.
Do you get good grades?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What has been your lowest grade?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Have you ever had a C? Just B's and A's? Okay. Straight A's?
No.
Actually, I just felt you were nodding just now, but you definitely need to say yes or no into the mic.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's very nice. We'll move along here to the next question. What's the best piece of advice someone has given you?
Like when you play sports and you like football and you're just scared to go out there and like run the ball and get hit, you like, and someone said, don't be scared and just run. Like just run there because they said I'm like faster than them. So then I just run. And then if they hit me, then I because I wrestle with my friends a lot, I get hit, but I don't cry. And it's just, like just people. And it's just, like, and they're, like, my grade. Like, and they, like, my grade.
So who gives this advice to you?
My coach.
Your coaches? Mm-hmm. So your coaches have given you good advice?
Yeah.
Okay, do you feel a lot more confident on the field after this past
season? Yeah, because that was, like, my first year playing football, and now I actually get it, and yeah.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you had that. We'll go in and have Jaden answer the question now. What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
It's when sometimes I'm nervous for games, and I'm like, sometimes like I go to my coaches like, I'm sorry that I can't make the block, and then halftime, like Coach Chris talks to me, and he's like, I know you can do it, and then the next play, I blow them up and make the big gap.
That's amazing. What position do you play in football?
Tight end / defensive end.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
A wide receiver.
Yes, Jaden has big hopes of being in the NFL. And honestly, I feel like he can make it there. We just have to practice. Right, Jaden? You can go and pass the mic to Drew now. What's the best piece of advice that you have ever gotten, Drew?
It was probably from my sister when I was going out to wrestle. I'm pretty sure it was a tournament. It was this year. And at one time, she was, like, hurt, and her coach made her feel a lot better. And she used, like, the same things he said, like, the same tactics on me. And I went out because I felt, like, sick. And she told me that I wrestle for, like, 6 minutes. So all I have to do is go after it for 6 minutes and then I'm not going to feel it during the match because that's not what I'm worried about. And after the match, I might not feel good, but I just went out there and did it even though I didn't even feel well. And I remember winning that match too.
So, ooh, you won that match? Very nice. So the advice is just lock in for the amount of time.
Yeah.
Just focus on that. And after, it'll all be fine.
Yeah.
So just go hard 6 minutes, then it's over.
And you're done.
Yeah. That's really all it takes. And 6 minutes passes by pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, before you know it, it's over.
Because then there's also, like, breaks in between periods during wrestling.
Okay.
Like, 3, 2. So.
You enjoy wrestling?
Yeah.
Does wrestling have, I don't know anything about wrestling. So does that have positions or?
No, there's no positions.
Just one-on-one.
It's just a duel and I really like it because you lose, there's really no one else to blame. It was pretty much, you can't really blame the coach that you just lost. Because you didn't have the skill or you didn't know how to hit that one move. So that's why you always have to practice because if you lose that match, it's always on you.
So what's one good skill you have to have in wrestling?
I'd probably say reaction time.
Reaction because time?
There's a lot of quick movements in wrestling that you have to get down. Like if someone takes a shot at like your legs and you have to sprawl, you have to be quick on that and you have to make yourself heavy because if you want to defend that shot and you want to get your points.
Okay. That makes sense. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be in the NFL, too.
What position do you want to play?
I want to play running back.
Really? Any specific team?
No, I don't care who I'm playing for because I'm playing in the NFL. I don't really care.
Do you practice outside of football season? Do you train?
Not really, but wrestling helps a lot because it's... Especially our coach he's tough on us, which is great because it gets us better at the sport of wrestling and just better at different sports and stronger.
Okay, that makes sense. Would you guys ever train before football season? Like, have you ever had that where someone comes to your house and trains you or you go to a training gym?
I've never done that before. I've trained outside in my own yard, but, like, it wasn't, like, I paid someone to, like, come there and help me.
Do you feel like you would like that?
No, I feel fine with the people that do teach me.
Who do you have around you that teaches you football? Besides, obviously, your coaches.
I'd probably say my brother, because he's been in the sport for a while, and he's been playing, and he's on varsity, so.
Oh, very nice. I didn't know that. Good for him. Well, I can't wait to see you guys play football in high school. I'm highly excited for those days. I think we go hard now. We're going to go so hard. I was just about to give the school location. We're going to go so hard in high school. So, Mike.
We got a liar in the house because I know my friends really good. So last time Drew told me that he wanted to be in the NFL. Wrong position. Yeah, he said the wrong position. I knew it because he wants to be a linebacker in the NFL.
What is a linebacker?
A linebacker? What do you say?
What is a linebacker? That's what you just said, right?
There's multiple positions.
A linebacker is like when... Actually, I'm going to give this mic to Marco because he plays middle linebacker.
Okay, Marco, tell us about the position.
Middle linebacker is like a position where you're like in the middle of the field. You got to track everything down. You got to make that read.
It's like you're the coach of the field.
Yeah.
Like you're the main guy.
You're the main guy. And like you got to make that read. Like you can't over pursue. You can't like, you got to go hard every time.
Marco, I'm going to cry. Like I'm really going to cry. Listen to you talk. Oh my God, you talk so mature.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's your position on the field. Mm-hmm. All right, and what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, a vet.
A vet? Really?
Yeah, I love animals.
Wow, nothing with sports.
No.
Very nice. Can you be my future pet's vet?
Oh, no.
Will you do surgery on them?
I don't know.
I didn't know you wanted to be a vet.
Mm-hmm.
No, not either. Will you be willing to take care of any animals?
Yeah, I don't really care.
Okay. Birds?
Yeah. But my dad said if I do, like, get a good scholarship for, like, a sport or something, then, like, I probably have to take that because it's really good.
Well, you can take the offer to play a sport in college. but just do the major that you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure that you're going to have many offers.
Thank you.
Okay. But honestly, that just helps out because they're going to pay for your college. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. What about you, Small Fry? What do you want to be when you grow up?
An NFL player.
What position do you want to play?
Free safety.
Now, what is that?
Like, you're, like, all the way in the back. So, you play, like, you play cornerback. Like, it's like cornerback.
Yeah, they don't know what that is.
Okay, well.
Only mics.
Okay.
Only talk with Mike.
Like, you're in the back of the field. And my coach always says, yeah, like, I'm in the back because if, like, they run it and they get past everybody, I'm the fastest. So, I can, like, catch them and, like, stuff like that. And, like, if there's three people on one side, like, on one side, then, like, I go there, too, to play. Like, get the middle one or, like, wherever.
Okay. Does anyone have any comments on that? Do you want to change his definition or help him out?
So when he said linebackers are back, linebackers can always, safeties can always play forward for a safety blitz. There's a play that is a safety blitz. And so when the coaches only do a safety blitz when they think they're going to get, they're running the ball for like the fourth down. So they like rush mostly everyone sometimes.
Okay.
But, when that's in the NFL, but, like, when, like, we play at our level, we don't do safety blitzes.
Mm-hmm. We can't.
Okay. We don't do blitzes. It's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
It's only allowed until you get to fifth grade, sixth grade, and up.
Oh, okay.
So we're in fourth grade right now. It's football season already ended, so.
And because they have a lot of passes. They, like, have a lot of passes and all that stuff, so we need, like, blitzes. Like,
He means by passes, not a quarterback, but he means, like, pass coverage. Like, he's trying to, like, block the other team from scoring a touchdown and catching the ball.
Okay, okay.
I knew that.
All right, enough about football, because I'm already thinking about tomorrow, and if you guys are listening to this, it is
Eagles
most likely...
Win. Eagles,
yeah.
Yes, definitely go Birds.
I hate the Birds, but I have to root for them because I do not want the Chiefs to win.
We are not going to continue talking about football.
Taylor Swift sucks.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about some last and final questions. I'm going to have Kayla read some. Okay, for our next question, what does being a good friend mean to you? And I'm going to give it to Drew.
Someone that you really enjoy being around and you just help them. I don't know how to answer this.
So you, being a good friend, I'll help you out. Being a good friend is someone that you like being around.
Yeah.
You have a good time with. And then what else?
Like, you're...
Do you feel like someone...
Them,
okay.
Being them, like... To be a friend, you can't just... Being a good friend is, like, if you're friends, I guess you just, like, hang out. But if you're a good friend, you might, like, help them with their math homework or, like, something that means something to them that could help them.
Yeah, I think I would word that as being a person who shows up.
Yeah.
Consistently for that person,
like,
they care about.
Help you.
Yeah, just like take that extra step, be there, and it can be a big favor, small favor, but that just goes a long way. Okay, what about you, Jaden? What do you think a good friend is in your own definition?
In my own definition, I think that is that they're always there for you no matter what you do. Like, if you fall on the ground, they should be there for you to help you up and say if you're okay. And like, sometimes if you're struggling or like stressing out, sometimes they help you.
Or make you laugh.
Yeah. It's like sometimes, like, and so in one test in fourth grade we had, I saw one of his answers and I said to Drew, no, that's not the right one. That's not the right one. It's that one. And then he got the question right.
He cheated.
Wow. So you were helping him out during the test?
He helped me on that question.
On that question only?
Yes.
Hey, but that's a good friend. So Drew got 100 on that test?
Yeah.
Well, very nice. That's what friends are for. Okay, I would definitely do that for my friend. What about Kayla? What does she think? What's a good friend?
A good friend is having that trust with that person. Because sometimes you don't want to go to your family for certain things, or sometimes you're not close enough with them to be able to talk to them about something. And then just going to a friend who, if you're going to that friend, they know you very well, and they should know what to say to you or how to approach you, not in like a aggressive way or more in like a comforting way. And like, if you're going through something, these are your options. And I don't know, just I feel like trust, having good trust in a friendship is what makes a really good friend.
Okay.
Like a good friend, like what she said, like if you have really good trust, like if you trust a person and then they trust you, then yeah, like it, I don't know.
I mean, that's it. Having trust, that's very important when you have a friend. You have to be able to trust your friend, and your friend has to be able to trust you. You know, that's something you guys will carry out for the rest of your lives. If you show disloyalty anywhere in life, you will never forget that moment. It's always going to eat you up inside, because the best thing to do is to be honest. Go ahead, Marco.
I mean, like, a good friend is just, like, showing up when you really need support. Like, show up at the right time. And like Kayla said, it's about, like, trust. Like, you can't say something to them and then they just make fun of you about it. Or, like, they go to, like, another friend and they, like, talk about you in a bad way.
Like, when you both... Like, when you both are doing something that you wouldn't, like, normally be supposed to do, and then when you do something, and they tell on you, and they just rat you out, and then every time they do something, we just don't tell, we don't rat them out, and then they just get us in trouble for no reason, when we are being a good friend and doing that for them, but then they don't just do it for us.
Yeah, that's something... It's not going to be that same scenario, but as you guys grow older, you'll realize that some people are just not worth the trust. And friends will come and go, but I hope that you four remain strong and sturdy through the rest of the years. Go ahead, Kayla.
So how do you guys cheer yourself up when you're feeling down? Like, do you go to someone? Do you have private time for yourself and just kind of think in your feelings? What do you do?
Well, when I'm not, like, happy, like, let's say I just lost a wrestling match, I usually go into the hallway for a little bit to, like, cool down, because I don't want to be in front of everyone, like, freaking out, because I just didn't, all I did was lose a wrestling match, but now I'm mad, and I don't want to, like, get in their way just because I lost one match in my season. So just to, like, cool down, and then I come back, and I usually go to my mom because she's the one that's usually there, and I usually just sit down next to her because she helps me through it a lot, because she's good at cheering me up, like...
She's your cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Dean, Marco, and Anthony. They're good at cheering me up. Because they do some dumb things.
We're not cheerleaders, by the way.
You are cheerleaders.
We are not cheerleaders.
Yes, you are.
We are not cheerleaders. You did not need to put, you did not need to put us on the spot like that. You did not need to put us on the spot.
Okay, you guys aren't cheerleaders. Go ahead, Jaden.
Jaden's into cheerleader.
What? Okay, just go.
Okay, so this year we went undefeated, but let's just say that against PacCon, we lost our last game from going undefeated, and they beat us. Everyone's happy, and like the whole PacCon team is going out.
sometimes you'll just like sit on the bench, be sad. Like Super Bowl players would like sit on the bench, have that confetti all over their head and look down like this.
Breaks my heart.
Yeah.
But I hope to see the Chiefs like that tomorrow.
Wait, you lost her?
No.
Let's just say.
But what do you do when you're feeling down? Like, how do you cheer yourself back up? How do you deal with those emotions? Do you go to one of us? Do you just sit in your head? How do you process that?
So sometimes I'll go to, like, sometimes my friends will see me and then cheer me up. Or sometimes, like, I would go to, like my dad, mom, or, like, one of you guys to cheer me up.
And who is one of you guys?
Like, my siblings. You and Kate.
Okay. They don't know that, so you have to say, like, specifics. And if you were to come to us, how do we make you feel better?
Like, you'll calm me down and be like, it's okay.
Do you feel supported by your family?
Yes.
Is there anything that you would request of us?
Not really.
So you think that we do right when we support you?
Yes.
Is there any time that you feel like one of us is a little too hard on you?
Be honest, it's okay. Sometimes.
Coming out of basketball practice and I was hangry. I hadn't ate all day and I had just left the gym. And he kept asking me if our sister Kayla was coming this weekend for his birthday. But that was probably the 10th time that he asked me so far. And I had the same answer for him, which was that she would try and be here on Friday, but I didn't know what time. So I yelled at him and my reaction was like, not okay. And I realized that I hurt his feelings. So when we got into Wawa, I kept asking him if he wanted anything and he kept saying no. So then we stepped aside and I said, I'm sorry that I yelled at you. I shouldn't have done that. I don't know the time that she's coming, but she's definitely going to be here. So I gave you reassurance and then I apologized. And that helped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of things that we need to start doing with you guys because, like we've been saying on this episode, you guys feel very bossed around sometimes, but you want to feel heard. And sometimes people just need to, you know, make you feel like you matter, like Marco said, like you matter and your opinions matter and you have feelings too, and they deserve to be expressed and listened to.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to answer this question?
Like when I played baseball, we only won one game and I was on a team with Jaden, but we lost, but no one was really that sad about it because at the end of the day, we all had fun and we all danced on the field.
Danced on the field?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And then when we first won our first game, we all celebrated and we went to get ice cream and we all had fun.
So you feel cheered up in those moments?
Yeah. Even though we did like lose a lot of the games, but it's still important because we did have fun. Because
yeah.
It's not all about winning or losing. It's just about if you have fun.
Yeah. Sometimes it's about just being present in that moment. And having a good time and playing the game.
Yeah.
You know? Go ahead, Marco.
When I was, like, wrestling and had a bad day, and, like, I was just, like, down about it, I went to my sisters because they were more mature. They know what they're talking about. They've been through that. So I was like, I'm nervous to tell Dad because, like, I don't want him to say anything bad or, like, I just don't want him to see that. I'm upset because I don't like seeing people that I'm upset because my mom has a saying, if you're upset, I'm upset. So I just don't like saying it.
Yeah, I would be upset too.
My sisters just like, it's okay. They hugged me. They let me, we had a movie night. They let me hug them. They were just so supportive. And that's like when you know I really have good sisters and I really have that bond and that trust.
I'm glad that you have great sisters.
So I want to add, like, sometimes, like, when Anthony said, so for baseball, we had, like, a bracket, right? We had, like, a bracket. So we were, so whoever won, we won against Colin and Lucas's team, my, like, one of my best friends, and whoever won would have gotten in the finals, but we lost. It was a really tight game at the end, but we lost. I was on, like, the bench. Like, a little drops of tears came on my face because I wanted to win that game a lot. But I just went over, like, hugged Lucas and Colin, said, good game. The game was over.
And that's it. Life went on. And you had an undefeated football season, so that paid off for it.
Yeah, and, like, at the end of the game, I got mad. I threw my bat on the ground. I was really mad, but I did say good game, and we did have pizza at the end of the game, and we all had fun and ice cream, and we all had fun.
There's nothing like comfort food. Sometimes you just need some good food to cheer you up.
Especially we can't forget when you're hangry.
Yeah, that way you don't yell at your little brother on the way to Wawa. All right, well, we're going to start wrapping up this episode. I think this was very awesome. You guys did a great job. I never expected to have 10-year-olds on my podcast, but down and dirty.
I'm going to be your next one.
Yeah, Jaden is going to have a solo episode with me, so you guys will get to know him a little better. He said I can't get too deep into the chain of secrets, though, so we'll see what that's about. This was fun. I would like Kayla to give us some of her key moments of this pod and what she enjoyed, but I will say that you guys are amazing kids, and I hope that we're all doing right by you, everyone in your home, us, since you guys are around us and in our house, or we go out and do stuff. And just know that you guys are the best kids, and Kayla and I brag about you to everyone because we always say that Jaden has the best pals. So thank you for being there for my brother when we're not there and sharing these moments with him.
Built different.
Very built different.
Sigma.
No more Sigma, please. Anyways. I just want to say that it was very nice seeing you guys talk and how comfortable you are with each other to be able to talk about your feelings. And I don't know, just you guys are young, so I didn't expect
that much.
Yeah, exactly. I did not expect all this.
And that's what Drew said. Don't underestimate. Mm-hmm. Don't underestimate us.
And he proved us wrong. So I want you to go home, Drew, and tell your mom to let you cut that apple.
He's not going home. Yeah,
tomorrow you're going home.
All right, well, we'll pass around the mic so everyone can give just a little closing statement. I want you guys to just say how you felt doing this, if this was cool, if this was a good time with your pals, and then we'll close out the episode.
I felt excited, but at the same time nervous. It was really fun.
It was really fun because it was my first time being on a podcast, and I had a lot of fun, and I'm sleeping over, so I still gonna have way more fun.
I liked it very much. I thought it was cool because I got to learn more about, like, my friends, how they feel sometimes, and, like, what they're doing in life.
I think it was great because we were all able to sit down and listen to each other and what, like, life stories we have.
Yeah, so I expect you guys to do your chores. Speak up, okay? Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're not worth it, that you don't matter. Always know that you have two other big sisters in this house that will do whatever it is you guys need. So thank you very much for being on this episode, and I'm so glad you guys had a good time, and enjoy the rest of your sleepover.
Bye, chat.
Peace out.
Bye, chat.
Bye, chat.